Minor, hard rock minor.
A hard?
Hard rock minor.
Okay. And then again, a couple of, just these are just pronunciation items. The mother of Jesus, her name is?
Mary.
Okay, and the wife of Abraham. It's spelled S-A-R-A.
Sarah?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we just read that here a while back, wasn't it? I forgot. And there's so many of them, it's confusing.
Yeah, I can't keep track of.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a jackleg?
Yeah, on a rock drilling jackhammer.
Okay.
It's a thing they set down so it helps hold the jackhammer up.
Okay.
That's one of the things, unless it's something else that I don't know what.
Okay. A person who might represent you or help defend you in court if you got in trouble, what would he be called?
A lawyer.
Okay. Is there a name for a bad lawyer, one who's awful, who may...
A criminal lawyer.
Okay. And a person who sits at a trial and decides.
A jury.
Okay. But the person who sits at the front, who kind of, you know, hammers the gavel.
Oh, the judge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I want to just get you to run quickly through some body parts for me. These are all just pronunciation items. The stuff up here is my...
hair.
Uh-huh. And these are my...
ears.
Okay. And this is a...
chin?
Well, this...
Oh, your beard?
Yeah.
Oh.
And this thing here is my...
mustache.
And I speak out of my...
mouth.
Uh-huh. And inside of it I have a...
tongue and teeth.
Uh-huh. And one of those would be called a... you have two teeth or you have one...
Just one of them.
One of these would be called a...
tooth? Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what...
And this is my what?
Neck.
Uh-huh. And sometime after this, from talking so much, you're going to have a sore...
his throat.
And I have two of these down here.
Legs.
Uh-huh. And in between...
the arms?
Yeah, but in between my bones, I have things that connect them. What are they called?
Oh, your ligaments? Or you're talking about ligaments?
J-O-I-N-T.
Your joint, oh, an elbow joint?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the things I walk on?
Feet.
And one of them would be called...
foot.
Okay. And the thing right here that I fill up when I
stomach.
Eat?
Stomach.
Yeah. And what if you're nauseated? How would you say that? How would you tell somebody you're nauseated using stomach? I'm sick. Would you ever say I'm sick?
Yeah, I'm sick at the belly.
Okay, sick at the belly.
Yeah.
Okay. If a person's not, the opposite of weak is what?
Strong.
Okay. Would you ever use any other words besides strong?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. And if a person can't talk, you might say they're what?
The voice box is.
Or if maybe they're just sick and they've got a
sore throat or laryngitis.
Yeah. Or it's like an animal on the farm too.
Horse.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you use that word?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And sometimes when you're older, your bones kind of get creaky and you can't move them well. What do you call that?
Arthritis.
Yeah. You have that yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do too. And I'm too young to have it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to you get a pain in your side and you have to have this removed.
That appendix?
Yeah, what would you call that disease? Or what would you call that when it starts hurting? I have a...
pain?
Did you ever say appendicitis?
Appendicitis. Oh, yeah, appendicitis.
Okay. And, I was wondering if you can remember any other kind of diseases that people might have had when you were growing up that would have been, you know, would have been pretty dangerous. Nowadays we don't have as many because
we don't have as many. Well, pneumonia was mm-hmm. pretty bad. Of course, that's probably not a disease. And then I think heart trouble has been common among a lot of those younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been some cases of diphtheria that has been fatal. I guess all these childhood diseases, you know, measles and chicken pox,
Okay. Stuff
like that.
If somebody got shot, they would have what?
A wound.
Yeah. Would you ever use any other word besides